It's tuned to yesterday's showcasing programs from radio's golden years. I'm your host, Mark Levenier, and coming up in this hour, sitcoms of radio's past. Later on, it's Honest Harold with the great Gildersleeve actor Harold Perry. But first, the Abbott and Costello Show, first heard on NBC. This is an Armed Forces Radio Service rebroadcast with special guest movie actor Peter Lorre from January 13th, 1944.
Costello, where have you been? Look at you. Your clothes are dripping wet. There's water running out of your shoes. What happened to you?
Oh, I stopped to get a drink at the faucet outside the street.
Faucet?
Yeah.
You dummy, that's no faucet. That's a fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant?
Yes.
No wonder I went halfway to Pomona by gutter.
Gee.
I gotta get these wet clothes off. Because if I don't get...
Now, what's the matter?
Ah!
Please, how many times have I told you when you sneeze, sneeze the other way?
I don't know any other way.
You please, talk sense, will you? Do you realize you've probably caught a cold? Do you want the germs to spread?
Oh, I won't let them spread.
How can you keep germs from spreading?
I'll make them wear a girdle.
Oh. Now, that's ridiculous. You've got a cold in your head. How are you going to keep that cold in your head from going down into your chest?
I'll tie a knot in my neck. Hey, yeah, but what are you talking about? You're not so healthy.
Oh, I'll have you know, my friend, that I keep regular hours. Every night I go to bed with the chickens.
How do you all get in that little coop?
No, I'm trying to tell you that I go to bed early. And I'm up at the crack of dawn. Then I go out and chop wood for breakfast.
Chop wood for breakfast? How can you eat that stuff?
Listen, Costello, I chop wood for exercise. For example, every morning I jump out of bed and crawl around the room on all fours.
You crawl around on all fours?
Yes, that's the athlete in me.
Athlete? That's the monkey in you, brother.
Oh, hey, here's Ken Niles. Say, I'm glad you dropped in, Ken. Take a look at Costello. He doesn't feel very well.
Oh, just let some of the air out of his head. He'll be all right.
I mean, you got a lot of nerve there, Niles, to mean talking like that. Well, with such a swell-head like you got.
Oh, I'll have you know I'm not swell-headed.
Oh, yeah? You're the only guy I know who gets the mumps above the ears.
Now, take it easy, Costello. You're a sick man.
Who's a sick man? I'm all right. I just got a little...
Good heavens, Bud. Did you hear Costello sneeze?
What's wrong with the way I sneeze with a little thing like that? What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? Well, if you have to sneeze, why don't you sneeze with your mouth closed?
I tried that once and blew out three of my teeth.
Now, wait a minute, Costello. Your sneezing is dangerous. I can catch your cold, then go home and my beautiful wife will get it in her lovely throat.
Her lovely throat?
Yes, Costello. Mrs. Niles has a neck like a swan.
Yes. And she's got webbed feet to match.
Oh, I heard that remark. And, Mr. Costello, you might be interested in knowing that all my friends think I have perfect features.
Is that your nose, or are you looking through a periscope?
Oh, stop that. Don't pay any attention to Costello, Mrs. Niles. You see, he's got a cold, and we're trying to help him.
Well, you know the old saying, starve a cold. Now, the first thing to do is to put him on a diet. No carbohydrates, no starches, no liquids, and no solids. You think you can stick to that diet, Costello?
Sure. Then what?
Then Kenneth and I'll split your ration book.
Oh, nice going. I heard you the first time. You're going to split it.
It was almost a wonderful joke, Poochie.
Oh, don't say that, darling. You're my Poochie.
No, you're my Poochie.
No, you're my Poochie.
If there's a dog catcher in the house, what are you waiting for?
Come, Kenneth. And as for you, Costello, I hope your cold is nothing trivial.
Well, I don't blame them for going out. The only way to avoid the flu is to flee.
What's that?
I mean, you've got to flee flu.
Gotta flee flu? What kind of talk is that?
I'm trying to tell you the only way to be free from flu is to flee when flu flies. When there's flu, everybody flees.
Did you say fleas?
Certainly. I flee, you flee, he flees, she flees.
What, I got a cold or a flea circus?
You don't understand. To avoid the flu, You've got to flee.
I gotta flee. Get him off of me, then. Get him off. I don't want any fleas.
No. I don't mean fleas like bugs. I mean fleas like flies.
Oh, let the fleas like flies. I don't want to break up no romance.
Now, look, it has nothing to do with fleas and flies. I'm trying to tell you to avoid the flu. You must flee. The only way to be free from flu is to flee when flu flies.
Oh, you mean that to be free from flu, I got to flee when flu flies. And the fleas and flies have got nothing to do with the flu.
Now you've got it.
Now I've got it. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, let me put it this way. You're in the house. You open the window, and a cold germ comes in.
A cold germ comes in?
Yes. What would you do?
I'd give him a cup of hot tea. Who wants a slippin' germ on the house?
Now, that's crazy. This cold germ attacks you and immediately starts to germinate. Before you know it, you've got a lot of nasty germs rushing through your system.
According to my system, the Russians are rushing through the Nazi Germans.
Well, that's true, Costello, but I'm talking about flu germs. Do you realize that germs travel with the speed of light? Now, one little sneeze. What? Huh? There you are. There you are. The germs are off. They're already traveled. They've already traveled from California to Maine. They are now crossing the Atlantic.
I didn't even say goodbye to them.
Costello, right now, at this very minute, someone in Europe is catching your cold. Hello?
Meine Freunde, das letzte Mal! Eine Welle hier abgekommen, Madame! Dem roten Schwein und alle zusammen!
Well, I sure fixed it out.
Yeah, what do you mean?
He's just sneezing now. The coffin will come later.
Well,
listen, Abbott, I'm telling you, I haven't got the flu. Now, get me out of this bed. Now, come on, get me out.
Now, stop that screaming, Costello. If you want me, just pull that cord by the bed.
Oh, I did.
And what happened?
My pajamas fell down. Now, Abbott, if I had to stay in bed, why don't you give me some attention?
What are you talking about? Didn't I put some cracked ice on your head?
Yeah, but you didn't have to wait till you got the ice on my head before you cracked it. Now, Abbott, for the last time, I'm telling you, what am I doing in bed?
Well, it's part of the health building course I got from Professor Hercules. Starting tomorrow morning, you're going to get out of bed at 5 o'clock. Then at 5:10...
Back in bed.
No. No. At 5:10, you jump into a nice cold shower.
And I whistle.
You don't whistle.
I gotta whistle.
Why?
Well, there's no lock on a bathroom door.
Look, pay attention. At 5:10, you jump into the shower. Can't you just feel the ice cold water running down your back? No. Now stop that. Stop that.
It's cold.
Stop it. Then at 5:20...
Back in bed with a hot water bottle.
Listen, at 5:20, you take a bouncing horseback ride. 5:40...
Back in bed, face down.
Then at 6 o'clock, an hour of wrestling. 7 o'clock, 2 hours of handball. 9 o'clock, you walk 30 miles with a heavy pack on your back. And 12 to 1, you climb a mountain.
12 to 1, I don't make it.
Oh, you idiot. You never listen to me. Just wait till you see Hercules. Exercise has given him bulging biceps, rippling muscles, a massive chest. He's the strongest man in the world, the mighty Hercules. Come in.
I am the mighty Hercules. Honest I am. Honest.
See, Custo? Take a look at Hercules. Get a load of that muscle.
What muscle? The last time I saw a muscle like that was on a sparrow's ankle. You know, I could chalk his head and use him for a pool cue.
Hey, Costello.
Well, he reminds me of a radio program I heard. One man's famine.
Mr. Costello, as I analyze your case, my treatment for you should not be postponed. Let me show you what my course can do for you. Hand me the telephone book and I will tear it. Are you ready? And now the second page.
Thank you.
Dog Hercules. What's so great about that? I can bend bars with my bare hands.
Costello, now don't be silly. You're talking to the mighty Hercules.
Yeah, Mr. Costello. I'm a master muscle.
You're a mess of something, brother. And while I'm on a subject, you ain't seen nothing yet. Just feel my muscle.
Where is it? All I can feel is one little corpuscle.
Yeah, but ain't it got a hard head? Look, Abbott, for the last time I tell you there's nothing wrong with it. Now you've got to get me out of this bed. Now give me a lift.
All right. What was that?
I got my nose caught in the bed spring.
Come in.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Peter Lorre. Oh, Mr. Costello, I've come here to offer you the services of my sanitarium. I understand your health is run down.
Now, wait a minute, Lorre. Who told you all this?
Oh, nobody. You see, I get messages through my brain. My mind is like an open door.
What do you hear from the knob?
Quiet, Costello. Let me handle this. Mr. Lorre, you say you have a private sanitarium?
Oh, yes, and it's just the place for Mr. Costello. It is out in the woods, in a very lonely spot, where he can get away from it all. Far, far away.
I don't want to get that far away. Get me close to the town now. Get a lot of people around me, too. Ring those bells. Blow those horns. Blow those horns.
Please,
I don't
please.
Noise, I gotta have it. When you're around, I gotta have noise.
But please, Mr. Costello, you're scaring me.
I'm scaring you.
Costello, there's no sense in shouting.
That's right, Mr. Costello. Let us speak low.
I don't want to speak low. I always talk loud. Hooray! Happy New Year! Get around, everybody! Here's some John Charles Thomas. On the road to Mendel.
Never mind. Stop just a minute, please. You're giving people the wrong impression. That's enough.
Hey, they like it.
Yeah, never mind. Look, pay no attention to him.
Who is this Frank Sinatra?
Will you? Never mind. Pay no attention to him, Mr. Lorre. I'll bring Costello out to your sanitarium tonight.
Oh, yes, please. And at midnight, I hope. When the moon is down.
No, tomorrow, when the sun is up. Way up! Plenty of lights, brother. Lots of lights. We're going to turn on a searchlight.
Costello, you're acting like an idiot.
Yes, Mr. Costello. I've had thousands of patients at my sanitarium, and I've never had one of them complain. You know what that proves, don't you?
Yes, sir. Dead men tell no tales.
The time is midnight.
Well, Costello, we'll be at Peter Lorre's sanitarium in a minute. He's a great doctor, Costello. He'll see that you get some rest and peace.
That's what bothers me. I don't want to rest in peace.
Quiet. Listen, a friend of mine was just about to die, and Dr. Lorre pulled him over the hump.
Which way?
Well, here it is. Peter Lorre's sanitarium. 1313 Gravesend Road.
What an address. Look at the sign on the gate. Deliver all bodies in the rear.
All right, now stop complaining. Look how quiet and peaceful it is out here.
That's the first robin I've heard this spring.
Oh, shut up.
Quite a part, wasn't it?
You know, Lou, this is the kind of a place I've always wanted to visit. Look at that green stuff clinging to the gate.
That green stuff clinging to the gate is me.
Now, don't be such a coward. Go ahead up to the door and knock.
Oh, so you think I'm a coward, huh? Okay, yeah, but I'll prove to you I'm a hero. I'll be brave. I'll show you what I'm made of. I'll knock on a door. I'll go in there. But before I do, there's just one thing I want you to do for me.
What's that?
Talk me out of it.
Now, none of that. Go ahead. Knock on the door. Don't be afraid. Why, Peter Lorre may not even be at home.
He's home, all right.
How do you know?
I see a straitjacket hanging on the line.
Costello, once and for all, will you please knock on the door?
Okay.
All right.
How do you do, gentlemen? Did you ring? No, I knocked. I thought I heard you whistle. Let me have your hat, please.
Don't you want the coat, too?
No, just the hat.
Just the hat? Who are you?
I'm a skull. I'm just going out for a walk.
Come on, Abbott. That's all. Let's get out of here!
Shh, quiet. Here comes Peter Lorre.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to my sanitarium. Now, come, Mr. Costello. Let me take you over. Here, close to the fire.
Come on, no pushing, Lorre. Quit shoving. Hey, Abbott, help me now. Come on,
Costello,
help me out of here,
Costello.
The guy's pushing me to the fire.
No, nothing of the kind. What's the matter with you?
Yes, I mean you no harm. It's cold out tonight. You must be killed. Chilled.
I heard you the first time, brother. Get what I'm calling brother.
Please do not excite yourself, Mr. Costello. All I want you to do is to take a pill.
I'm not taking no pill. I'm taking a powder. Now! Come on, Abbott.
Wait a minute, Costello. If you want to cure your cold, you've got to listen to Dr. Lorre.
Abbott, I'm not sick. All I did was let out a little a sneeze.
You see, you must not minimize your illness. Here, take this little blue pill.
I ain't taking no pill.
You heard the man. Take the blue pill.
Oh, you always went out. Okay.
Oh? Very good. Now take this red pill.
What's the red pill for?
Oh, that's in case the blue pill was poisoned.
Get away with those pills, Mr. Lorre, will you?
Just a minute. Be calm. Take it easy. Relax.
I don't want to relax. I want to jump. Come on, everybody. Get up. Let's dance. Come on. Don't leave me with this guy.
You see,
alone?
Doctor? You see, Doctor?
Sounds like I'm alone.
I... You see, Doctor, I told you that Costello was in bad shape. What he really needs is some exercise.
Oh, splendid. Let's go out and play some golf.
Golf? At midnight?
Oh, yes. Oh, last night I played a fine game with my friend, Frankenstein.
Now, there's a gruesome twosome.
Oh, it was a very interesting game. Frankenstein made a hole in one, so I buried him in it. You know, I play a very hot game.
Hot game? You probably play in the lower Hades. Lower Hades.
Oh, doctor.
Excuse me, please. That's one of my patients.
Oh, doctor. I just killed my keeper.
Yes?
I just killed my keeper.
Well, but why did you kill him?
He killed me first.
Hey, Abbott, now that guy wasn't kidding. Now, there's a body behind the couch.
Is he dead?
I can't tell. His head is missing.
Say, Costello, look. The body is getting up.
Abbott, he's coming towards me. Listen, mister. You're dead, ain't you?
Yes, I am dead.
Then why aren't you laying down?
If you must know, the floor is too cold.
That's the last straw. I'm getting out of here.
Now, stop worrying. There's nothing wrong with this place. What was that?
1 o'clock. Let's go.
Mr. Costello, I think you're running a temperature. I must call my assistant.
Who's your assistant, Dracula?
Oh, no, no. I'm mad at him. I caught him stealing from my blood bank.
Dr. Lorre, the operating table's all ready.
What? What operating table? You ain't operating on me. I'm not hungry.
You're not hungry?
You heard me. I don't want any cold cuts.
Oh, I must... I must insist, Mr. Costello. My diagnosis shows that the sneeze caused your cold, which caused poison to run through your system. This has affected your appendix, and your appendix must come out. Put him on the operating table, boys.
The first guy that touches me gets a fat lip.
Now, that's no way to talk. You must follow your doctor's advice if you ever expect to get well.
Okay, then. Laurie, I'll let you take out my appendix on one condition.
Good. What's the condition?
You gotta take it out from the back.
From the back? From the back?
That's right.
But why?
Because I got a battleship tattooed on my stomach. And he is liable to sink it.
Oh, get out.
And now, here's Abbott and Costello with the final word.
Thanks, Ken. Well, Peter Laurie, it certainly was nice to have you with us tonight.
Yes, I certainly...
That's not your line, please.
Excuse me.
Oh, thank you, Bud. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Costello. I hope you didn't mind coming to my sanitarium. You should come again sometime.
I will, on Visitor's Day.
Oh, another thing, Mr. Costello. You should take care of your cold. You see, flu flies, and in order to be free from flu, you must flee when flu flies.
Say it again, Laurie.
All right, I will.
I mean without the script.
Oh, get out of here. Good night, folks. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Mom.
The Abbott and Costello Show on Tuned to Yesterday, an Armed Forces Radio Service rebroadcast from an NBC episode, first heard on January 13, 1944. In that same year, Peter Laurie, special guest on the show, would appear in four motion pictures, including The Mask of Demetrius, Passage to Marseille, The Conspirators, and the comedy romance and crime motion picture Arsenic and Old Lace with Cary Grant and Priscilla Lane. You are listening to an hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now time for The Harold Perry Show, also known as Honest Harold, a CBS broadcast next from April 18, 1951.
The Harold Perry Show. And now, Harold Perry. As Honest Harold, the homemaker. The place, Melrose Springs, 1951. On this fateful morning, a great decision has just been made by one of the town's leading citizens, Honest Harold.
That's right. This is the day. I'm going to clean out our cellar. Certainly is an awful mess down there. Let's see. I'll carry out all those old newspapers and bottles, burn all that old trash. Wonder if that old moose head will go in the incinerator. And I'll carry out all those boxes of ashes, mop the floor, wash the windows, lug out that old washing machine. Wow, sounds like quite a job. Maybe I'd better get little Marvin to help me. Marvin!
Marvin!
Well, hello, my boy.
Hi, Harold.
Marvin, you know what I'm going to do this morning?
What's that?
I'm going to clean out the cellar.
Oh.
It's going to be a lot of fun, rummaging around through those old magazines and things. Say, would you like to help me, Marvin? I said, would you like to help me, Marvin?
I heard you.
Oh, well, I just thought today being Saturday and if you aren't doing anything...
Well, it's such a nice day. Some of us kids were going out to the picnic grounds at Bear Lake.
Oh? Well, do you have to go picnicking today?
I should get outdoors. You know what you always say? I'm just a growing boy.
Well, you can grow in the cellar. Mushrooms do.
Ah, gee, Harold.
Well, all right, Marvin. You want to run off, fritter away the day, having a good time while I'm here cleaning the cellar all by myself? It's okay with me. Go right ahead.
Okay, I will. Oop. So long, Harold.
What a sneaky thing to do. Oh, well. Say, I'll bet Mother will help me. She could sort out the papers and magazines and keep me company down there. It's awful dark. Mother!
What is it, Harold?
Mother, I've made up my mind to clean out the cellar today.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Promised myself I'd do it, and a promise made is a debt unpaid.
Oh, did you make that up, Harold?
No, I read it on a loan company blotter. Mother, I was just wondering, I thought maybe you could give me a little... Oop. Mother, what's that?
Why, it's Mr. Walker.
Oh, my goodness, that ancient mariner boyfriend of yours.
He's come over to see me in his tractor.
Tractor?
Whoa, Nellie!
Sounds like Gene Autry meeting Hopalong Cassidy.
Oh, just look at him coming up the walk, Harold.
Huh?
Doesn't he look handsome in his Palm Beach suit?
Yeah, looks more like something that was washed up on the beach.
Oh, now, Harold.
Look at that. Why doesn't he stop showing off?
Come in, Ogilby.
Ogilby.
Give a cheer, Walker's here.
How corny can you get?
Hello, Ogilby.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hemp.
Oh, brother.
Oh, hello, crooner.
Yes.
I heard you sing on your radio program this morning.
I didn't sing on the radio this morning.
Well, I heard something that sounded like you.
Guess
it was a hog calling contest in Charleville.
Hey! Now, look here, you.
I was only joshing, sonny.
Yeah.
Of course. Harold is cleaning out the cellar this morning.
Well, how's everything feeling down cellar, sonny? How's the cold been?
That's very good. Mother, since I'm going to clean out the cellar, I was going to ask you if you'd...
Oh, I was going to ask you something myself, Emily.
What's that, Ogilvy?
Well, it's such a nice day. Just thought you might like to go out to the picnic grounds with me.
Oop.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'd love to go. That is, Harold, if you don't want me to help you clean the cellar.
Help me?
No, you go right ahead, Mother.
Oh, all right. Oh, well, shall I make some sandwiches?
No, I brought our lunch. Mm-hmm. I didn't want you to soil your fair white hands, m'lady.
Ogilby, you're so gallant.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, brother.
Well, shall we get started?
Hey, you better wear a hat, ma'am. It's a little blowy on the tractor today.
All right. I have it right here. I'm all ready, Ogilby.
All right, Emily. Take my arm and we'll go out and join the birds and bees at the picnic ground.
I hope he gets ants in his potato salad. Goodbye, Mother. Have a good time, if possible.
Too bad you're not going, Sonny. I'll save an olive pit for you.
I wonder what Mother sees in that laughing hyena. Well, better get started at the cellar. Go down there right now, and if that's Walker again, I'll...
Hello, Harry.
Oh, hello, Doc.
Howdy, boy.
Pete, come on in, fellas.
Okay, boy. Watch out while I get this fishing pole through the door.
And I got a pail of worms.
Yeah, we're going fishing, Harold.
No kidding.
Yes, sir, out to Bear Lake. I got on my old fishing clothes.
Yeah, you sure have. Think I'll open a window.
Just stop by to see if you wanted to go with us, Harold.
Well, I'm sorry, fellas, but not today. I promised myself to clean out the cellar, and I'm going to do it.
Oh, Shaw, that's too bad, boy. We're playing hooky, Harold, just like a couple of kids. Don't I look just like Huckleberry Finn?
You look more like Mickey Finn.
Now, Harold.
Okay, Doc.
Say, Harold, could I use your phone for a minute?
The phone? Sure, it's right there.
Yeah, thanks, I... want to call my girl Eloise Ziegenfoot.
Oh, not that again.
I do declare that girl has got me gaga.
Yeah, she sure has.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Eloise. This is Pete. Well, I'm sorry you can't go with us today, Honey Bunch. Are you going to miss me today, Eloise? Oh, aren't they cute, Harold?
Yeah, cute. She sounds like the bottom of an ice cream soda.
Eloise, I'm coming over to see you tonight. We'll sit in the parlor and hold hands. Would you like that? Goodbye, Eloise. Oh, what a girl.
Yeah, she's a doll.
Well, Pete, we better be getting out to Bear Lake, huh?
Okay.
Well, goodbye, Harold. I'm sorry you're not coming with us.
Well, so you don't want to change your mind, Harold. I bet the catfish are really biting.
No, thanks, fellas. I got a job to do, and I'm going to do it.
All right. Now, come on, Tom Sawyer.
Okay, Huckleberry Finn.
In the good old summertime. Yes.
The poor man's Lumman Abner. Well, looks like I'm the only one staying home today. Guess it'll be kind of nice out at the picnic grounds. I'd like to go, too. I said I was going to clean out that cellar, and by George, I'm going to... Oh, my goodness. Grand Central Station. Now, who's that? Come in.
Hello, Harold.
Well, hello, Florabelle. Come in.
Thank you.
Well, what brought you here on this fine morning? A bus?
Oh, Harold. It's such a nice day. I just thought you and I might go on a little old picnic. Everybody's going.
I know it, Florabelle, and I'd like to go too, but I promised myself I'd clean out the cellar today.
On such a beautiful day, you're going to be fussing around in that dusty cellar, knee-deep in citronella bottles.
I turned those in. Now, I just believe when you make up your mind to do something, you should do it.
My, I do admire you, Harold.
You do?
Yes. Nothing can move you when you've made your mind up, you great big block of granite, you. We could be strolling arm in arm while the robins are chirping their love songs and all nature is dating and mating.
Dating and mating.
But you'll be down in the cellar doing your job.
I will.
Then we'd go canoeing on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
You'd sing me a love song and play a ukulele.
Uh-huh.
Harold, since you're not going with me, I wonder if you'd sing something for me before I go.
Now?
Yes. So when I'm on the picnic all alone, I'll have your memory while I'm munching my luncheon.
Well, all right.
I'll sit on the piano bench with you. We'll make believe we're in a canoe.
All right. You row and I'll sing. If I can play this. Oh, for just the chance to love you. Would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul. You ask me, would I love you if you left me? Eyes that see your eyes that know. Would I love you? What a question. When I'm yearning so, oh, for just the chance to love you, would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as
as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul.
Was beautiful.
Thanks.
Well, I'd better be going so you can get down to your cella.
That's what you think. Come on, Floribel. We'll munch on that lunch together.
We will return for the second act of our story, Honest Harold, in just a moment. A little later on CBS this evening, Gary Crosby will be his father's guest on the Bing Crosby Show. And now, back to Harold Perry as Honest Harold, the homemaker. Well, this was the day Honest Harold made up his mind to clean out the cellar. Being a man of willpower, did he let his friends talk him into postponing the job and going on a picnic? No. And when the lovely Floribel tried to charm him into taking her on the picnic, did this man of iron give in?
Quiet. Don't tell him everything.
So we find Floribel and Harold just arriving at beautiful Bear Lake.
Isn't the lake pretty, Harold?
Yeah, sure is. As blue as your eyes.
Mm. Oh, there's Dr. Yancey and Pete the Marshal.
Oh, brother, I was afraid of that.
Yoo-hoo, Dr. Yancey, Pete.
Floribel?
Well, I do declare, look who's here.
Well, hello, Harold. And Floribel.
Hello, boys.
Yeah, hello, boys.
Hey, Harold, I thought you were going to stay home today and clean out the cellar.
Well,
did you find her down there, boy?
Okay, Pete.
You wouldn't come with us, Harold. I guess we're not as pretty as Floribel.
You can say that again.
You want me to?
Yeah. Very good, very good. Now, why don't you fellas run along and fish, huh?
Why, hello, Harold.
Well, hello, Mother.
Hey, hi there, Sonny.
Mr. Walker, the talker.
Yeah. You sure came up out of that cellar in a hurry. What's the matter? Get the bends?
Well, hello, Marvin, my boy.
Say, I'm getting hungry. Can we eat now?
Of course, Dr. Yancey. We'll roast the hot dogs right now. Will you light the fire, Harold?
Oh, sure. Anybody got a match?
Harold, Why don't you light the fire the way you used to? You know, when you're an old woodsman.
An old woodsman?
Remember? You told me you never used a match. You made a spark by hitting two flint rocks together.
Well,
Yeah, this I gotta see. Go right ahead, Daniel Boone.
Well, I would, but I guess there aren't any flint rocks around here. Too bad.
Here they are, Harold.
My own flesh and blood, too. Well, thanks very much, Marvin.
Well, go ahead, boy. We're watching.
Well, all right, Pete. I'll just hit these two rocks together like this. Maybe they're a little wet. I'll try it again.
Maybe you need a new wick, Harold.
Maybe you better check your fluid, boy.
Smart Alex.
Hey, your face is awful red, Sonny. You must be done on one side.
Done on one side.
Things I get myself into. Well, I'll try it once more.
Look, you started the fire.
I did? Well,
I'll be darned.
Why, Harold, you're wonderful. It's really burning.
Yeah, and so is Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
this is certainly pretty nice, isn't it, Floribel? Mm. Sitting here on the beach all by ourselves.
Oh, yes.
You sure look cute in your new bathing suit.
You like the color, Harold? Salmon pink.
Yeah. Never saw a salmon that looked like that, though. You like my bathing suit, Floribel? It's kind of daring, too. Shows my knees.
Yes. Harold, what's that number on the back? 367.
Well, that's my locker number at the YMCA. Well, should we take a little dip?
Oh, it's so early in the season. That water looks awfully cold.
Cold? That's nonsense. There's nothing to it. The trick is to run in and get wet all over. Now, you watch me. Here I go. Come on, Floribel.
All right.
Well, maybe I'd better put my toe in first. Well, no use rushing the season. Guess it's a little too cold for you.
Well, we can just relax on the sand.
All right. Remember how we used to dig tunnels in the sand, Floribel? Watch out, I'm going to dig one over your way.
Well, Harold, you're a wonderful digger.
Yeah. You bet. They used to call me the Mole of Melrose High. Here I come. Dig, 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 dig. Gotcha. Yeah. I'll let you go till you give me a little kiss.
Well, just one now, you hear?
Well, one at a time.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hello, Gloria.
Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, no, I always dig in the sand like this. Well, what's our little switchboard operator doing way out here at Big Bear Lake?
Oh, I always come out here on Saturday.
Oh? Do you like to swim, Gloria?
No, but I like the lifeguard.
Lifeguard?
Uh-huh. Gee, he's cute. I met him 2 weeks ago when my water wings broke.
Oh?
Today he promised to teach me the Australian crawl.
The what?
Oh, gee, I'd like to crawl to Australia with him.
Gloria?
Well, I'm going down to the bathhouse and put on my bathing suit.
All right, see you later. Hope your lifeguard shows up.
So do I. And, oh, Harold, if you hear me calling for help, don't answer. Bye.
Gloria's a cute little kid, huh? Falling for a lifeguard like that. Imagine.
Yes.
Hmm? Where were we? Oh, yes, I was just about to steal a little...
Harold.
Hmm?
There's that lifeguard coming down the beach. You see him?
Oh, yeah.
My, isn't he attractive, Harold?
Oh, I don't know. Doesn't do anything to me. You care for a root beer drop?
What a wonderful physique. Oh, look at that tan. Why, he looks like he stepped... He looks like he stepped right off a bottle of Skoal.
Yeah. Wish he'd have stayed on there. Floribel, let's go back, huh?
Oh, he's looking over here, Harold.
Goody, goody. Why doesn't he go away? Oh, my goodness. Now he's walking on his hands. Beach athlete.
Oh, now, Harold.
Oh, looky there. Now he's turning flip-flops.
Somebody ought to throw him a fish. Come on, let's ignore him, Floribel.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you folks there.
Yeah, I didn't see you folks there.
Hi.
My, you're quite an acrobat doing all those tricks and things.
Oh, it wasn't so much.
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
You're right, it wasn't. Lifeguard, we don't want to keep you from your work, you know. Guess you're pretty busy on the beach picking up Dixie cups and things.
Oh, I'm not working now. I'm on my lunch hour.
Glad I'm not drowning.
How about taking a swim? You folks been in the water yet?
Well, I had my toe in. I mean, the water's still a little cold. A little too early in the season for me.
Well, then I guess you won't mind if this young lady and I go swimming.
Huh? Well, it's a little early in the season for her, too.
Oh, well, I don't think it's so early in the season. It's almost May. Before we know it, it'll be June, then July. I better hurry up and get in the water or the summer will be over.
Short summer.
Floribel.
Come on, honey, I'll race you in.
All right. Oh, Harold, will you sit on my quick magazine so it doesn't blow away?
Oh, sure. Look at him, showing off. Mr. America. Bet he looks terrible in clothes. If there was some way I could show up that muscle-bound beachcomber. See, I bet if I jumped off that high diving tower there, it would impress Floribel. Looks awfully high. What the heck? Once I get up there, all I've got to do is fall off. By George, I'll do it. What's this? Oh, that darn magazine is stuck to me. Well, I got it all off with the cover. Sure looks like a high climb up there. Well, here goes. Finally made it. I think I'll open my eyes now and take a look down at the yipe. People look like ants down there. The ant with a Panama hat must be Charlie Walker. You better stop looking down. I'm getting dizzy. Better get this over and just work my way out there. Diving board isn't very wide. Better call Floribel and tell her to watch me jump before I weaken. Zoink. Board shaking. See spots before my eyes. Oh, those are seagulls. Go away, birds. Floribel. Oop. She and Muscles are getting out of the water. They're walking up the beach the other way. Well, no use diving now. They won't see me. Might as well go back down. I'll just turn around on this diving board. Zoof, I'm slipping. Oh, Geronimo! What a picnic. Should have stood in the cellar. Oh, hello, little chipmunk. You all alone, too? He's got lower plate wobble. Little chipmunk, you want to come and sit on this log with me? I'm not even popular with chipmunks. Gosh, I'm hungry, but I'll be darned if I'll go back to that picnic and have everybody laugh at me. Oh, hello, Marvin.
I've been looking all over for you, Harold. Huh? I thought you might be hungry, so I brought you some hot dogs.
Oh, thanks a lot, Marvin.
Gee, Harold, why are you sitting over here all by yourself? Why don't you come back and join the picnic?
Well, it's a long story, my boy. Someday when you're a little older, I'll explain to you about women.
Okay. I missed you this afternoon, Harold.
You did? Well, little Marvin... We don't need women, do we?
Heck no. What do I need them for?
Well, believe me, Marvin, I'm through with them.
Sure.
I'll take friends I can depend on, like you.
Harold, I better run back and get you some hot coffee.
Yeah, all right, my boy.
Be right back.
There's a fine friend, and he's not as fickle as a certain...
Hello, Harold.
Good afternoon, Miss Breckenridge.
Harold, I've been looking all over for you.
You have? What happened to Jungle Jim?
You mean that lifeguard? Oh, Harold, you're not jealous of him.
Jealous? Of course not.
I could never like a fella like that. He may be big and brawny, but you have a mind.
I got a mind never to speak to you again.
Oh, Harold. That lifeguard was fun, but for steady company, a girl likes a man with a high IQ.
Huh?
And IQ, too.
Well, isn't that cute?
Harold...
Will you forgive your Florabelle for taking that little dip?
Where'd you take him? Oh, dip!
Harold?
Yeah?
Why don't we kiss and make up?
Kiss? All right. You know Florabelle. I cute too.
You have just heard the Harold Perry Show, Honest Harold. The supporting players tonight included Jane Morgan, Parley Bear, Shirley Mitchell, Cliff Arquette, Stuffy Singer, Peter Leeds, Dave Light, and featured Gloria Holiday as Gloria and Joseph Kearns as old Doc Yak Yak. Norman McDonald directed, and the music was composed and conducted by Jack Meekin.
It was pretty too, wasn't it?
Honest Harold, created by Harold Perry, was written by Gene Stone, Jack Robinson, and Dick Powell.
Good jokes, fellas.
Tomorrow, Thursday, April 19th, General Douglas MacArthur will address a joint session of Congress, and his address will be carried by most of these same CBS stations. Be listening to CBS when, this Thursday, tomorrow, General MacArthur speaks to Congress at 30 minutes past noon, Eastern Standard Time. Stay tuned now for the Bing Crosby Show, which follows immediately on most of these same CBS stations. Bob Lamond speaking. The CBS, where you thrill to suspense on Thursday night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Harold Perry Show, on Tuned to Yesterday from April 18th, 1951 on CBS. And that closes out this hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for tuning in.